Tiedemann chapter 11. Well, this great division amongst the people and a recognition of each other's wickedness and so forth causes a great war to disrupt throughout the land. And so Nephi prays to the Lord and asks for a famine to come. And when we read this again, we have to remember that he did this because it felt good by the Spirit, and he felt that it was still really the will of the Lord. But he still needs to pray and ask the Lord, because the Lord does not come unto us or do things to us unless it's at our request, even though that's what he would like to do. Again, just in our regular lives, he would love to help us, but we must ask him for that help. He is a God of free agency, and he cannot interfere in your life without it being your request. Well, then the famine comes and it stops the war, but the death still continues, and thousands die by the famine. Again, in our minds, we can see that their numbers were where we have millions, they had thousands, and so it was quite different in number when we consider the earth compared to then and now. And we only mention that so that we get some feeling of the size of the secret combinations in the Gadianton robber. The Gadianton robbers and the secret combination do exist today. They exist with all the same oaths and covenants. They have always existed. But they also exist at a lesser degree in our hearts and business, and in many of the organizations that we have. It doesn't mean that every lawyer is a member of the American Bar Association is an oath and covenant Gadianton robber, but nonetheless he is a Gadianton robber in his heart, and he does use their tools, and that goes on along with many of the other organizations to varying degrees. Again, we are to turn to the Lord. We're to ask him. He's supposed to be our all. He's supposed to be our leader. He's supposed to tell us what to do to provide and how to protect. We do not organize for our own protection, meaning that we believe that the Lord cannot preserve us or protect us. I'm not talking about whether it's insurance and health or whether it's armies or not. We only do it when the Lord tells us in the manner that he tells us to. And I will say to you clearly that he will protect us from his enemies, and we will not even have to raise armies if we will truly have faith in him and then become true followers of him in this life. It's when we cannot rely on him fully that then he has to support the armies of man. But as we've seen in the times, I repeat, it's because these people could not rely on the Lord fully. They still had their hearts towards man to some degree, and had a belief in man. Well, anyway, after having had all these famines, then they remember the Lord, and they remember the words of Nephi, and the important thing here is that they only remember the Lord. And so what they do is they ask the leaders of government and the leaders of the church. Now, why did I say church? Because it said the chief judges and the leaders, which meant it was the leaders of what? Well, their chief judge were the leaders of their government. So who are the other leaders? The leaders of their church. And they ask them to go to Nephi and tell him that they know that he's really of the Lord, and ask him to go to the Lord. So at least we understand that it's the Lord that's doing this, and they're not directly saying, let's follow Nephi. So Nephi prays to the Lord, and he says that the people, and in his prayer, he says that the people have fulfilled the requirements. And what were those requirements? We see them in verse 10. And that is that they had repented, and they had swept away the band of the Gadiantons. You see, again, we're back to kind of the how it was under Moroni, when these people who desired to usurp power and authority, they were put to death. And that's exactly what it says here. So they went out to the Gadianton robbers who had desired to usurp the power and authority of the government. But in doing that, they all, and today we can say they usurped the power and authority of the churches and everything else, and they put them to death. Why do they do that? Because the usurpation of power and authority is the most despicable thing of God. And that is what Satan wanted to do, and he always tells people to exercise force control and usurp that power and use it to control people. And when we talk about government, we'd think that those usurp it in government are the worst, but no, those who usurp it in churches are even far worse, because they are trying to usurp it directly, the power and authority of Christ, and he wants them swept out of the land. And that was a requirement, and it's not my requirement, and it's not the prophet's requirement. These were the requirements that the Lord had said, and he repeats them over and over again. You are not to allow people who have desire to force and control other human beings to be in your society. Well, then he says to them that therefore they have humbled themselves, and he prays to the Lord to turn these things away. And again, as we see here, during his prayer, he says that this is what you have said, Lord. You know, so really, he's not saying this to say that he's pointing the finger at the Lord and holding him at his word exactly. He's saying this to say that this is your will, Lord, and I'm just praying to you to ask you now to go ahead and fulfill that or do it or execute it. But again, I want to stress that Nephi was doing what he had been taught was the correct thing, or the will of the Lord, and for instance, in verse 16, he says, if they will serve the Lord, then the Lord will be able to bless them. Meaning, you know, he's setting up. He's only repeating the conditions of the Lord, and what is he doing? Well, the whole point of this prayer is he's just calling upon the mercies of the Lord that he knows the Lord already has. And he's just, again, calling him to come in and saying that people have requested of me to come to you. They are willing to receive you now. Would you just fulfill the things that you have said? Or it's in general, it's just that same prayer that the Lord cannot interfere unless he's asked to by each of us in our lives and people in general. He is very much wants to help us, and he very much wants to show us mercy, but we have to request it because he can't interfere unless we do. So that was really all that was going on. Well, the famine then stopped, and they praised the Lord, and then they expressed their feelings about Nephi in verse 18. And they say that they did esteem him as a great prophet and a man of God, having great power and authority given unto him from God. And a lot of this is true, but the idea that he's a great prophet and they're esteeming and stuff is not the way the Lord has really set it down. It is not the way Nephi did. Nephi could care less about what the people thought about him. He was only interested in knowing the will of the Lord and serving the Lord. What I'm trying to point out here very clearly is the people still had not turned to God. They still were hung up on man. They still wanted to look to man, just as we keep seeing about these people that have continued to have problems. And so they're looking to man. They want to, now they still kind of want their other ways, but now they'll just have righteous men that they'll lift up and they'll praise and so forth. But they still want to focus on man, and that's the problem. Well, then it says in verses 19 to 21 that prosperity grows, and so does the church, and everyone comes and joins the church. Again, we get that strong feeling like it is today, and has been. People began to focus on the church. It doesn't say that they all became true followers of Christ, and they all sought Christ, and they all desired to do the will of the Lord. No, they built up churches. See, they still wanted the physical things. They were focusing on the physical things. Look, we must be righteous because we have this, we've built up all these churches again. And And we continue to feel this physicalness. Well, we begin to see it manifested. They really haven't turned to God. Their eyes are still on men. And so in just 2 years, there begins to be some contentions concerning the doctrine in the church, meaning that they're following men. They don't go to the Lord. They don't follow the Spirit. They don't take it to their heart to decide what they need to do. Instead, they want to sit and discuss doctrines based on the egos of men and their own wisdom. And so this causes contention. Well, in the next year, the contentions really get to be tremendous and cause some real fighting. And so therefore, Nephi comes in and through revelation, he satisfies the questions and he settles the arguments. Well, the point is that revelation is to reveal or magnify Scripture. You see, I mean, they were the doctrine came from the Scriptures and from previous prophets, and so this was their Scripture, and that's what revelation is concerned with. Well, that satisfies that, but still we see that they really, you know, they needed Nephi to settle it. They couldn't use the Spirit, and I think that they just followed and listened to Nephi, but they're not again following the Spirit to get the even the Spirit of Nephi's words. Well, as we then see in verse 24 that then there began to be some dissenters and some Lamanites stirred up, and so they come to war, and again, the real reason that they're coming to war is to stir the people up in remembrance of the Lord again, because the people are looking to man. See, they haven't really made that true commitment to Christ, and that's why they only lasted for 2 years, even building the church up. And they're not willing to look directly to the Lord and receive His Spirit. So they still have, to a degree, hard hearts. So anyway, these that go to war actually form a group or a band of Gadianton robbers, and they really are a band this time. Now they act like we think of, and they come down in their little groups, and they rob the farms and rob the people and carry away the women and the children, and they do all these kind of atrocities and things, and that's what and they begin to grow. Well, again, why do they carry away the women and children? Because these are men. These were men. I mean, physically, they were men who had descended away. Well, they want to have wives and families. So they come in and they carry away the women and children and make them their own wives and families. And so therefore, the Nephites send armies, a small army against them, and the army gets sent back. And the following year, they kill some of them, but they still can't gain advantage over them, even with their armies. And these dissenters continue to grow. And why do they grow? Because the people really cared about following man, and that is their flattering, that they need to follow men. And they puff up men, and they say men have strength, and let me explain the gospel to you according to man, or everything's based on man. And they build up the pride of man, but the church is always telling man to be humble and to have faith in Christ and believe that He can do all things. Well, they don't want to do that. They can do it themselves. We can have our own army. We can do this. We can protect ourselves through insurances. We can have great doctors. I don't care what it is. They always start figuring out how man can do everything and how things will be better according to man. So they want man in charge, and that's how they flatter them away, that they'll have greater riches and greater prosperity and so forth. Because, again, the Lord has prosperity, but what is prosperity in the Lord? It means you have a nice place to live, and you have plenty to eat, and you enjoy the company of each other and so forth. But it's not riotous living and great entertainments and so on and so forth and free time unto idleness and everything as they think, as they want to say. And so in a lot of cases, they can point the finger at the Lord's prosperity and say that's not prosperous. But to be prosperous unto the Lord, you have to enjoy your work and enjoy the fruits of your labor and watching your and building something, enjoy the building of it and things like that, and enjoy the work of your own skills of your hands and making things. And that's not what they want. They want for being better managers. See, that's the problem. All the people who even think of building the kingdom of God, they want to be the manager in the kingdom of God. Yes, if they were the manager, they see they're always thinking of being that. That's not what the people of the kingdom of God is about. bunch of managers and the ability to control other men. It's about freedom and individual freedom and giving freedom to other people to act and do as they want on a daily basis. We don't need a bunch of controls and a bunch of organizations so that we're telling everybody what to do with their time, so that we can have more efficiency, so that we can have more free time, so that we can have more idleness. That is not the goal of God. And so therefore they began to say, well, they could use these things to, and then obviously they say, when you have more free time, you'll have more time to enlighten the mind and have mental growth and personal growth and all these words that they use today. But do they know? They spend all their time with filthy movies, having their minds filled with liberal trash and so on and so forth. They don't spend it in enlightening their mind to the Lord. And one of the, again, of the key features of enlightening your mind to things of the Lord seems to come with labor. It seems to be good to be laboring, and while you're talking during your labors, it seems to be the Spirit seems to be there and be good for enlighten your mind about the things of the Lord. And so the fact is that these menial tasks do end up in the real things that enlighten the mind. Well, the robbers grow in such great numbers that they really raise havoc in the land. And so the people say then turn and say that they now remember the Lord again. But see, they don't long for the Lord. They really don't want the Lord. They don't seek the Lord to do what He says. And again, why do they, as it said, do they not do this? Well, because to go to the Lord, you need to humble yourself to the Lord, and you have to say that you're incapable of doing anything. And what is the opposite of that? Well, you have pride. Well, we can do this. Well, we know how to handle that. Gee, we can discuss God doctrine. Our ideas are good concerning doctrine. I don't need the Spirit to explain doctrine to me. And we can go on and on and on with all these little prides of man. And so they remember the Lord, but they don't really humble themselves before the Lord. You know, if that's, again, what the humbling is not what's given much mention here. So anyway, therefore seeing that they're in a bad state, and they're in a bad state because even when they went to the Lord, it was only a momentary thing to remember the Lord. When I said remember, they already knew of Him, but they really weren't willing to make a commitment or humble themselves before the Lord and do things His way.